This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The president faces one major threat to his reelection. It's really not the Democrats that are going to be up on the debate stage tonight. It's really not the potential contenders that he could face in the general election. It's not even really the big media defamation and lies and libels that we've seen exposed, the latest one being the nut who reinvented a law and order story to accuse falsely the president of sexual assault, probably the 20th or 21st false accusation the president's had to face. It's not the crazy emoluments lawsuit that's trying to pry into the president's private finances. It's not the Democratic Congress's attempts to illicitly obtain his tax return records or other financial records. It's none of those attributes. The biggest threat he faces is what's a front page article on InfoWars Today, which is about the election manipulation that Project Veritas has documented as the overt and express intention of the Google folks running the fairness algorithm over the 2020 election. So Professor Dr. Robert Epstein, who's referenced and is linked to in the article, has for years been documenting and demonstrating how Google, just by manipulating its algorithms, just by where stories rank in the Google news stories. So if you go to Google and you do a search and you do a search, and remember, there's going to be about 10-20% of the electorate that does not tune in to any sort of news source. If they tune into anything, it's mainstream or establishment news. They'll tune in a transitory way. And increasingly, particularly if they're younger than 50 years old, they'll increasingly go to Google for their news information. And what Dr. Robert Epstein documented in detail was that if Google just had subtle manipulations of its algorithms, so that you did in a search for President Trump and the first five articles are negative articles, or you do a Google search for Hillary Clinton in 2016, but it's going to be worse in 2020 given their explicit and express admissions on the undercover videotape documented by James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, what you're going to see is that you're going to see negative information about President Trump and positive information about whoever's Democratic challenger is. And it's that manipulation, subtle, indirect, not overt, not necessarily evident that anyone can see or witness watching it, can influence up to 20% swing in the election. And when you're talking about Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, states where the president won by 1%, half of 1%, 1.5%, that's all that's needed to swing the election. All they need to do is to swing the upper Midwest states, get about 2-3% of the vote to swing. So they already documented that Facebook and Google can, simply by recommending people to vote, by choosing to recommend to certain Democratic groups to vote, but not recommending the same to Republican groups, can change turnout and move 1% of the electorate just by that factor. So you add to that their algorithmic manipulation of news stories and events, and the net effect is that they can change the election in Nevada and Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida, and all they need is just about 100,000 or so votes out of 65 million, 130 million plus that will likely be cast. There's projections that there will be as many as 150 million votes. When you look at it from that standpoint and that perspective, that's the importance of this election manipulation news story that's up on InfoWars Today that goes through there's been multiple reports of this. There's been reports going back to the 2017 election where the founder of LinkedIn was manipulating election information, creating fake Russian bot accounts to undermine Roy Moore's Senate campaign. There's been allegations that Facebook and Google manipulated algorithms to drive people to negative stories about Senator Moore. That was almost the first test case of how social media could dictate the outcome of a Senate election, even in a conservative Republican state. And if they could achieve it there, then there's arguments that it happened in 2018. Professor Epstein documented how just subtle manipulation of Google's algorithms could move millions and millions of votes, and that by itself can achieve the outcome. So this is the biggest risk the president faces, and that's why the president went on Fox Business News this morning to say legal action needs to be taken, lawsuits need to be filed against Facebook, against Google, against YouTube, against Twitter for their social censorship, for their election meddling, for their election control. The real collusion is between big tech and big media to defeat the populism that's rising around the world. And as we come into the next segment, We will discuss how those lawsuits can be filed, what lawsuits can be brought about, and what legal change the courts and the juries can provide to bring back election honesty to American political process.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is our guest. I'm going to get to a few callers that have been holding, and then I'm going to open the phones up again on the topic of Trump announcing a big summit on censorship and how to fight back against it. And you know, something else is going to happen at that event that I was told about 6 months ago by folks that had a meeting with the head of the campaign, Brad Parcell. And at that meeting, he said, listen, we can try to break them up as antitrust. That'll take a while. We could probably do some injunctions. We could also cut government funding to these groups while they're doing it like they've done with the universities. We could threaten lawsuits and do those, but that would still take time. They're going to try to bum rush the election. The White House knows what's happening. But the big move would be the president using his bully pulpit to tell all conservatives to move to new platforms. And notice the one that Brad Parcell promoted a few months ago, Parler. Well, Apple announced today it's going to be removed off iTunes unless it starts towing the leftist line. And now when people are about to get an app approved, they openly tell them. In fact, just on Monday, print me the article again, a major life site, major Christian site, one of the biggest, they said, you're banned because you're unscientific and you believe in a God. Now, they would, yes, that actually happened on Monday. You would never do that to a Muslim or a Buddhist. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, co-hosting with me today. Why do you think there's such a hatred of Christians?
I mean, I think it's become, because they're the last sort of institutional source that's counter the sort of leftist cultural narrative. So you look at the attack on Covington, it wasn't a surprise that they targeted Catholic school kids, because one of the last institutions left in America that is a residual resistance to the cultural left's almost monopolistic control over the mind-shaping institutions of the world. You look at big tech, disproportionately controlled by the cultural left. You look at universities and academia and public education, disproportionately controlled by the academic left and the political left and the cultural left. You look at news media, disproportionately journalists. You look at people who self-identify as journalists, but these days are pretty much activists, overwhelmingly identify on the cultural left. You look at people in the entertainment industry, Hollywood, screenwriting, TV, film, books, overwhelmingly on the cultural left. So they have near monopolistic control. They have the same kind of power that the Inquisitional Catholic Church had in the 13th, 14th, 15th century in medieval Europe during the Dark Ages, and it was called the Dark Ages for a reason. There was too much monopolistic control by one particular cultural group. And the First Amendment was designed to prohibit that by not allowing for the establishment of religion.
And don't liberals need a reformation? They become everything they ever claimed they opposed.
Absolutely. They become totalitarian. Really, they've returned to the old communist model, the old Stasi-style model. So what you're seeing is that there was a part of the left that was always totalitarian, authoritarian, control-oriented, monopolistic-oriented, and there was a part of the left that was libertarian, and it was liberty-oriented and individual rights-oriented. That part of the left is almost near dead. You see it in the way the ACLU has abandoned civil liberties and civil rights in a wide range of political causes if it doesn't advance the leftist agenda, whereas they've adapted leftist cases on immigration and other issues that have nothing to do with civil liberties of America. Americans. It's called the American Civil Liberties Union. It's not the Asylum Civil Liberties Union. It's not the Muslim Civil Liberties Union. There's lots of organizations that represent those individuals and those institutions and those ideas. And yet the ACLU has abandoned its original goals and objectives because the cultural left has basically monopolized so many parts of our legal industry, so much of our practice, so much of our profession, so much of the cultural mindset and ideas that they have adapted and adopted to. And the effect is that basically the cultural right has been left out of the equation. And there's these little institutions that fight back against that. And that's the church, that's the schools that are religiously oriented, or private institutions that are religiously oriented. This is for young people in America, it's the only counterweight to the bombardment that the cultural left imposes in public universities, in schools, in news and newsrooms, and TV newsrooms and broadcasts, in Hollywood entertainment and TV shows and even video games. It's the reason why Gamergate happened. You had the cultural left try to take over the video gaming culture, and they reacted, and they created actually a spontaneous rebellion of people who've now become young Trumpists on places like Reddit and 4chan because of the resistance to this sort of cultural monopolistic mindset that's very oppressive and authoritarian. It's like watching Chernobyl. It's what happens when you get that sort of governmental control. But what we have is we have de facto monopolistic control by the cultural left and so many institutions that they see their main resistance as...
We really are the new Soviet Union, but it's bigger and nastier because it's America, powered by Hollywood and the Chi-Coms. It's like a giant metastasizing cancer. It's foul. I have stacks of articles where mainstream news is publishing stuff where pedophiles are dreaming about having sex with children. It's you read this stuff, and it's like it assaults your brain. As an adult, I am raped looking at it. And then the left is just, they have just disintegrated, man.
Oh, completely. And what's happened is they're finding resistance in places they didn't anticipate. So you look at Gamergate. Gamergate unleashed a bunch of young, populist, libertarian-oriented, liberty-oriented individuals who previously were apolitical.
They were in their own fantasy world, thought they were battling, you know, foreign armies and goblins. But then when they realized, oh, there's a real battle space in the internet and on the streets, then they were activated.
Exactly. So people like Sargon of Arcot, people like Milo Yiannopoulos, a lot of them only became famous or became political overtly or publicly because of Gamergate. And Gamergate was just the corruption of the attempted corruption of the gaming journalistic community, and as well the attempts by the cultural left to monopolize one of these last institutions culturally and socially that was a counterweight to their monopolistic.
And the left didn't like it because it was mainly a bunch of guys eating Hot Pockets and making jokes and having fun after work.
Exactly.
And they don't like man caves. They don't like anything. They
want complete control. It's you go back to the original of the word, the origin of the word, totalitarian. That's what they really are. They're authoritarians as well, but they're really totalitarian. They want total control. Total control.
God envy. I mean, they want omnipresent control.
Absolutely. They want to replace God. Going back to your original question, why the hostility to Christianity? Two reasons. One, those institutions provide a counterweight to leftist cultural influence in the United States and the Western world, including within the African American and Latino communities. And secondly, they provide a ideological idea that is the idea they want to replace. It's like a popular book called Equus, you know, some years ago, where basically the psychological profession is trying to replace priests and replace preachers is the sort of the template of the book, or the underlying thematic structure of the book. And you're seeing the same thing happen. The cultural left wants to be God, wants to replace God, and wants to have the power that even God himself has never asserted, which is complete, utter control of a person's thoughts, of a person's ideas, what they read, what they see. You see that in an obsession and in a fear of speech and a fear of debate. They want a safe space exception to the First Amendment freedoms, and even inside the courtroom, even in the public arena, even in YouTube and social media, there's this obsession with control, 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 control. And part of it's very Orwellian, and it's Orwellian in ways even Orwell himself could not have imagined or invented.
Well, by the way, and I'm not just saying this, I want to do a whole film on this or a whole special report. Even on leftist YouTube channels, 80% of the comments are against them. But you go to other channels where they're attacking myself or others, so I go check. I'll have to read 10 pages before I find someone going, you know, Alex Jones is a racist or some made up crap, or Alex Jones lost his kids, which isn't true. Literally everyone, and a lot of people are like, hey, I'm not even a conservative, but I like Alex Jones, and I like the truth. And people, I think all their attempted censorship has backfired.
Yes, it does. And that's what normally happens. It's the forbidden fruit effect. When you tell people you can't watch something, can't read something, can't hear something, can't see something, can't say something, then I'm always intrigued. Well, what is it you're so scared of? Bad ideas always lose in the public arena. Nobody's really scared. Look at all the people they've deplatformed. Look at who has not been deplatformed at all. David Duke. There's an overt racist. Why? Because he's utterly unpersuasive. You get exposed to David Duke's ideas, and you want nothing to do with David Duke or his ideas. So it's popular ideas that are populist.
It's Donald Trump. It's Tucker Carlson. It's Alex Jones. That's what they don't want you to hear.
Exactly. They don't want popular, persuasive arguments to be made. They want to be
unifying.
Correct. Exactly. That are humanitarian in origin. That are
classically liberal.
Exactly. In the original constitutional American experience.
The counterfeit leftists want to get rid of their original liberal.
Absolutely.
The body snatcher always tries to get rid of what it's copying.
Because the original liberal is an ultimate counterweight and contradiction to the modern-day cultural left, because it's independent-oriented, individual-oriented.
Well, take your counterpart, Norm Pattis. He's a famous liberal. He detests the left.
Exactly. And that's increasingly the case. I mean, half the people that are on social media these days that are big Trumpists would have been liberals 10 years ago. It's because people like Dave Rubin and other people, the left has driven them insane, and they have no choice but to resist, because the only way to express freedom in the modern world is to resist the cultural left.
We're going to come back and take calls.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, and the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God, look out! Oh, my God. Lock the door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! You're next, please! Please! You're next, we're in danger! Please, listen to me! It's something terrible! Please! You're next, here they are! They're already here! Come! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
Sleep! The seed is planted. Sleep! Sleep! Terror grows. Sleep!
Evan, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
I'm looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You want to talk? You want to talk?
Oh, we
Who in the president? You ain't support
Muslims.
Thank you.
would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I promise next segment, Pete and Will, we're going to get to you. And I'm going to open the phones up again. Take another 6-7 calls. A toll-free number to join us. We'll give that to you right before we go to break here in a moment. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Okay, I've been running around like a one-legged man in the you-know-what contest. That's an ass-kicking contest. Dealing with globalist stuff that's breaking, really good news, really bad news, crazy family stuff. I'm not normally running back and forth, getting back on air late, but those are very important pieces of historical information we just showed. But the time we have left in this segment, I want to be very, very clear about something, because we say a lot of important things here. Everybody knows that. Our callers say amazing things. Our guests say incredible things. The globalists want us off air for a reason. We understand what they're doing. It's not hard to actually figure out. It's just that you've got to come to grips with how evil they are, and that takes some getting used to by people that aren't evil, inherently. The Bible says we all inherently are sinners and fallen, but we're pointed at God. We want to be good. No, these people want to be bad. And our greatest attribute of all my problems, because, my God, this show's a train wreck a lot of the time, not because of the crew. This is the best crew I've ever had, best crew in live radio and TV. Nothing else exists like this but me. I'm a train wreck sometimes. But the reason they hate us is we're telling the truth, but most importantly, there's a sense of urgency. And I am a little bit wired on air. I am a little bit hysterical. I can sit out in the hot, hot sun and don't sweat. I start thinking about world government and pedophile rings coming out in the open and open borders and Islamic invasion. I start sweating when I think about what the costs are and what the stakes are. That's why this is such an incredible time, that we get that sense of urgency so people adapt and overcome, not adapt by submitting, as the globalists have said they want you to do. So listen, you don't have to buy a thing from InfoWars. Those that do, I thank you. They're great products. You're getting a great product. But your word of mouth is the most important thing, because that's how we get the story out of what's really unfolding, the globalists, and they're planning how to stop them. And the story is true, and the story is accurate. The story is riveting, and people hear it, and they understand it because they've already seen it in their own lives. And so that's why I'm asking everyone on your email, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your YouTube, on your everywhere, send out Clown World, one word, clownworld.us. That's a website for the Democratic National debates tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to cover live with the live feed right there with backup links. And here's the great part about clownworld.com. The leftists are command and control. They get their orders from up on top, and it takes a few weeks to roll down. This URL is not going to be banned right now. This URL is not blocked right now. So you can go on Twitter, you can go on Facebook and say, man, did you hear about Clown World? It's two nights only. Did you hear about Clown World? It's going to be incredible. And just pass it on, clownworld.us, and just get it out. Tell people word of mouth at work. Hey, tonight I'm going to go to my smart TV or whatever. I'm going to type in clownworld.us, and I'm going to see this forbidden thing I'm not supposed to watch. We're supposed to take them serious, saying the world's ending in 11 years, and take them serious when they say there's 50 genders, and take them serious when they say that white people are inherently evil. That's white people saying it. I agree that's an evil white person, but white people aren't inherently evil, neither are black people. I believe in Martin Luther King and common sense. That's why it's so big. Spread the link. Clown World. Clown World. It's a clown's world. We're only in it until we take action. Clownworld.us. Clownworld.us. Whatever you do, send that link to the four corners of the planet. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes, your phone calls, and a lot more. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars. Super special. Emergency special. 50% off. All InfoWars. InfoWars best-selling Life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforest Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Gentlemen, because I keep going back to this thing, it's everything. You're the reason we're here. You keep the ship afloat, and you keep America and the idea of freedom afloat. They want to extinguish the idea of life being sacrosanct, the fact that children shouldn't be sexualized. It's now mainstream. You are the resistance. And the fact that we don't want to be the news every day, there's probably 20 news articles I'm in today in major national publications that I can't even take time to read. Because so much is happening. Look at this. Bloomberg. Alex Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos will want to keep a close eye on this court case involving Facebook. A Polish group is suing Facebook for private censorship in a potentially landmark case. This is being brought by the government. Big Bloomberg article. Hillary comes out, attacks me. Says, oh, she doesn't watch Trump because he's, you know, InfoWars. They understand, folks, that we are the operating system. And I want to explain, I didn't plagiarize the Americana operating system. I was born out of it just like you were, and I love it, and it's who I am. But I absolutely am a proselyte out there promoting it and believing in it because it's light years better than the globalist system. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer.
Well, what's amazing is that you may have more freedom in Poland than you do in the United States as it applies to big tech. So Poland is protecting people's rights to free speech better than right now the United States is protecting people's right to free speech. So you're seeing that, in fact, that's the reason why you had the president today announce that there needed to be a legal war on social media and the big tech giants for their attempts to manipulate now elections. They've been manipulating speech for the purposes of manipulating thought, manipulating ideas, but the ultimate objective was always to manipulate elections. And the InfoWars audience and the InfoWars network was at the tip of the spear and foreshadowed that this was going to be occurring. They didn't do this just, they didn't come after InfoWars solely to stop at InfoWars. They did this to keep going further, broader, wider, to have complete control of people's thoughts and ideas because it's a totalitarian mindset of these big tech monopolists built very much on a Chinese social credit model system rather than the American liberty system.
So let me ask you this. Now they've been caught red-handed over and over again, and it's been made personal and specific, and it's the head person over censorship. She's now trying to deny that. It's ridiculous. We're going to go to some calls here in a moment. What do they counterstrike with now, with the 20 attorney generals set to meet in less than 2 weeks in Omaha, Nebraska, as you said? Strangely enough, I was going to be there then. I'm not sure now. This is weird. I was going to be there on something else, but now this is cropped up. I may still go there. But what do you make of that? What do you make of what's unfolding here? What do you make of Trump in this summit now drawing attention to this? That means he's about to take action. Okay, how does he take action? How would you advise the president to take action? We'll do that next segment, but just briefly, how do you take action? How do they counterstrike?
There need to be a collective aggregate set of legal actions brought. So you have the FTC bringing its investigation, the Department of Justice doing its investigation, the state attorney general is doing their investigation. You have the various lawsuits that are currently pending by James Damore against internal employee misconduct against those employees by Google and others. What there needs to be, you have PragerU that has brought a legal action that's probably going to be tough to bring but may have success. What there need to be is additional class actions brought against these big social media giants and big tech giants for their social media manipulation, not only for their participation and facilitation of defamation against people that they have deplatformed. The way in which they manipulate their algorithms is, according to even a high-ranking prior Google counsel in an article written by a Skadden Arps associate who was and Skadden Arps worked for Google and other big tech.
They're Achilles heel.
Exactly. So there needs to be a multi-flanked attack from all sides and all angles.
State attorney generals, private citizens, governments, attorney generals, activists, boycotts, physical demonstrations. And by the way, I didn't even know this. Please print me that. Newswars.com. They just quarantined the Donald. They just quarantined the most popular subreddit. Election meddling, Reddit quarantines the Donald Forum on first night of presidential debates so that, again, we can't get out there with our commentary and have memes. They have big studies that 4chan, the Donald, and, of course, they also said InfoWars, is where the main countervailing resistance of talking points. And the talking points just come from common sense and what the listeners and the guests say. And organic. They want a centralized telling us, those were great debates. Communism sounds wonderful. Free health care, free housing. Free everything, free education. It sounds wonderful. This is insane.
Well, it'll be very interesting tonight to see how much there's actually any meaningful disagreement, any meaningful dissension between the Democratic candidates. And it's clear they don't want, the president's going to be live tweeting it. But that's why they took down the Reddit Project Veritas yesterday and the day before to try to limit the exposure of these.
Oh, there's no doubt now they're on a total warpath to shut down Trump's base.
Exactly.
Trump either is a lunatic and is overconfident, or he's been bought off by him. And I know that's not the case, because I know insiders. Trump does not take money from anybody.
I think Trump really believed that they would not act irrationally against their own self-interest, that when they saw the legal threats of the antitrust action, of Senator Hawley's legislation, of the Damore legislation.
Oh, he can't believe it?
Exactly. He's totally shocked.
That's the Pentagon goes, hey, we're not perfect, but we're the good guys. You were built here. We let you be billionaires and 100 billionaires. We don't come take it from you like China would. Why are you going to China and being state run? What are you doing? Are you insane?
I think people are shocked by the degree of arrogance. What you have in big tech is a bunch of like big babies.
A bunch of people worth $100 billion who literally were raised to hate America.
They're big babies that have become big bullies because they've been so protected. Remember, they
Barbara, stepping on your line. I'm going to make a one-minute ad out of this. What has... Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies, and the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the public officials that care about this, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change, and they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression.
And let's be absolutely crystal clear here. Big railroads and big steel and big oil had Pinkerton security, killed thousands, were horribly corrupt, gouged small-time farmers, ran all sorts of scams. But they weren't reading all your mail. They didn't know what bra size your wife wears or what size tampons and what you like to watch porn-wise. They didn't know what was in your bank account. They didn't know what God you worship or don't worship. This is omnipresent level abuse. And coupled with the monopolies, it is the ultimate Mark of the Beast-style nightmare system. And remember, InfoWars was the vanguard of being banned first, the most banned, and at the vanguard of fighting it. Because we are the vanguard. You are the vanguard. Step into the history, folks. I don't sit here and go, oh, great, I'm famous, or oh, great, I'm infamous. I've got to make it to the end. We've got to win for our children. We're fighting pure evil. We're going to put this out as a four-minute promo. This is powerful, Robert. Finish up, and I swear on a stack of Bibles, Pete and Will and everybody will go to you when you come back. Go ahead.
InfoWars is the InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world. And that's the reason why, because it created this little D democratic experiment, an independent free press, independent free speech of ordinary Americans coming together collectively and aggregately through their financial support of InfoWars to make real the original promise of an independent free press, to make real the actions of independent free speech in our electoral arena, in our social and cultural influential arena, that shapes people's minds, shape people's thoughts, to where you can choose your own news and your own views and share and spread those with the rest of the world. That is why it was the target for a totalitarian, authoritarian, control-oriented, big tech, big media
collusion. They used our openness as our weakness.
Precisely. And it's real collusion. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening. She wrote this article. She waited 2 days to do it. PsyOps wrote it. After we take calls, we'll read it. And she says, I don't work there. I don't have power. This is all made up. It's like the greatest gaslighting I've ever seen in my life.
No doubt, because just several days ago, she admitted and confessed that it was true and that Project Veritas just got her. It's a 25-minute interview. It's not being taken out of context like the many comments and statements they've tried to attribute to you.
It's like saying, I kidnapped the woman, I raped her and tortured her, I buried her, and I videotaped it. And I was like, well, that's not me on the video.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
Good luck, you chicken neck leftist Chi-Com sellout. You dirtbag, you bet on the wrong country, wench.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy.
I love me some Waylon Jennings.
Never meaning no harm.
Been in trouble with the law.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
I am definitely going to listen to some Earl Haggard today.
Climbing the hill.
Yeah, someday the mountain might get him.
Someday the mountain might get him. But the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how.
That's just a little bit more.
That's just a little bit more than the law.
You know, I'm a good old boy. My mama loves me. Robert Barnes is here. I promise I'm going to beat Will. By the way, anybody that holds over an hour, I have a new rule. It's an old rule, but it drives the folks answering the phones crazy, but they love to do it. Anybody holds over an hour, they get a free T-shirt. And that means a free Clown World. 5,000 are being printed. Limited edition. It's being printed in Pennsylvania right now. In fact, I'm told they're done. The 18-wheeler's on its way. So when I said 2 weeks for delivery, probably a week and a half, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, Clown World. 5,000 shirts. Helps fund the InfoWar. It's nice, soft fabric. Nice printing in America. The shirts cost us like $7-$8. About $12 we make. Really funds the operation. Clown World T-shirt. White shirt says Clown World with the world is a clown. InfoWars.com on the back. It shows the two-night debates and the clowns. Brought to you by InfoWars.com. That's, in fact, that's an old graphic right there. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you'll see the actual print that it's going to be. Yeah,
click the back side of that for folks so they can see it. Thank you. So TV viewers can see it. Radio listeners, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And everyone that, again, gets one of the shirts will have a collector's item that the globalists really aren't going to like. Because Facebook, again, has banned anyone calling Democrats clowns or saying honk, honk. I'm not joking. Look it up with a straight face. They're saying it. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. But both Will and Pete, who've been holding for over an hour, get a free clown world of their size. We'll give you your name, your address, your mailing address, and we will give it to the customer service, and you will be put in to get your free clown world shirt. Thank you for holding. Pete in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. First time listener, long time caller. First time caller, long time listener. I think what the main problem is with taking down the technocrats is they essentially are the deep state because they give all their data and information to the CIA and the NSA. I think I've even heard on your show that Facebook got some of their startup money from
government. It was more than that. The day that the CIA Facebook shut down was the day the new Facebook started. Zuckerberg is a complete Bilderberg front. The whole thing is the deep state. But that doesn't mean the whole, and I'm not lionizing the CIA, it doesn't mean the whole CIA are bad people. It means they use the CIA power and the tentacles and the system, these globalists do, to control us. Hell, I mean, I knew a lot of people growing up that had been in defense intelligence and Army Special Operations back before it had names like Delta Force and government assassins and all that. They were super patriot Americans that would not cheat on their taxes and went to church twice a week and had gardens and gave their money to charity. But that's the backbone that made America so strong. It's the criminals using these agencies for evil. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's the guys at top that are really criminals. I mean, they've been compromised. They've allowed these so-called private companies to operate. They're not really private companies because they're embedded with the deep state government. But they allow them to operate, and we know that the left is all about loving the government and wanting to expand their power.
Let's be clear. They don't love the government. They love being in government and having power. They love ill-gotten power. How would you describe the leftist versus a liberal? As PragerU does a great breakdown, that a liberal 200 years ago would be a right-wing extremist today.
No doubt. The leftists love statism. So they love statism only for their own particular pernicious purposes. But they are easily in bed with the state. And so to give some backstory...
But notice they don't want the state protecting free speech, though.
Oh, exactly. Oh, no.
Which is one of its only roles.
The goal is to be an instrument of totalitarianism, of cultural mindset, thought control. But to give an example to what the caller is calling in about, I was a part of a tech company, young tech company in the 90s, when Microsoft had a similar deal with the government. And what happened is Microsoft betrayed their deal with the government, did a backdoor they didn't disclose to the Department of Defense. And I remember meeting with a bunch of defense folks in the 90s talking about how upset they were when they discovered this. What's happened is big tech has done the same thing.
But they much bigger.
They burned one of their last bridges by going into bed with the Chinese. And by going into bed with the Chinese, who the Defense Department and our intelligence apparatus...
Let's be clear, with the Politburo.
Exactly. I mean, basically...
The parasites that sit on top of the Chi-Coms.
It's the equivalent of enabling the KGB during the Soviet era, or the Stasi era.
It'd be like turning Graham Bell over to the KGB in 1955.
Exactly. And once they did that, they burned a bridge with someone they cannot rebuild that bridge with. And so once that's the reason for they don't have the political protection they normally would
have.
They
used to have it. They came out of DARPA. They came out of the Advanced Research Laboratories, and then they tried to crap all over it. It's over. You're done, Google. You're just being strung out and hung. You think that's the only footage we've got, you dumb pieces of crap?
In fact, there's going to be more and more and more. Project Veritas has reported they have had 24 different whistleblower reports just in the last 2 days since James O'Keefe was on this broadcast.
Listen, Trump's ready to punch a button and release all the Chi-Com payoffs to these people.
Oh, I mean, and
Trump punches a button, the army will go slit every one of their throats in 1 hour.
I
say, why wait? Why string them along? But I get it. Trump wants to slowly roast them.
Their corporate existence sits on a very weak foundation at this point because they
every Google executive has an army officer waiting to go slit their throat. And that's not a threat. They don't get it. You're going to work with the Chi-Coms that killed 150 million people? You're going to piss all over America? You're a foreign enemy now, jackass. You are an espionage operator. You're attempting to take us over, and you are done. Thank you, Pete. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Will in Florida. Make sure Pete gets his free T-shirt. Will, go ahead. You're on the air.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, and praying for you and InfoWars. My quick question is, why is Trump taking so long to put the military on the border? He has executive power to do it.
He's been heating up for it, and he's got it under the Constitution. He put some there. But when they didn't give him the $12 billion he needed, only $1 billion, we see it's a crisis. That's a good question. Why hasn't he gone to the full national emergency that's totally constitutional when it comes to a border?
What he wanted is the Mexican army to do it first, and then train
which they've done, 14,000.
Yes, exactly. They're putting 14,000 people on the border. He wants more Mexicans.
Which shows he's very judicious. He doesn't want the big power grab to show his big stick. He's really trying every option first.
Exactly. And he needs to do that because he needs so that when he uses the ultimate option, it's seen as a last resort and that he tried everything else. Because otherwise, the left and the media would love to make this it look like a militarization of the border and make the militarization of the border sound scary and dangerous. People need to be calling for it and demanding it in such a
way. Yeah, what's scary and dangerous is 100,000 people every few weeks with little kids that are kidnapped and no one knows who the hell they are.
Exactly. Not only that, it's become big business. As you know, the second Sicario movie made reference to it. It's one where even Hollywood is conceding that
the price has gone up from $2,000 to $6,000 to be brought across.
Exactly. It is more profitable.
In 1 year.
Exactly. More profitable for the cartels to bring people across the border than it is to bring drugs across the border. That's how it's become big business. The cartels are in deep business with it. And that's why unless the president gets Mexico to take proactive action and continue to take proactive action, the ability for even militarization of the border to work is in doubt.
And by the way, for radio listeners, you're 80% of our audience, that headline, 80% of Central American women and girls are raped. Amnesty International, Huffington Post, Senate report 3 years ago, Obama knowingly let tens of thousands of children be kidnapped and trafficked in. Senate report. This isn't a joke. So you sign on for an open border, folks. You sign on for kidnapped, sex trafficked children, some of which are snuffed.
Yeah, you sign up for, there was a great movie years ago called El Norte that documented in Spanish the horrific experience of the people doing human trafficking and people doing smuggling of individuals into the country. And they're almost all lied about. I mean, that's one of the things that came up about the cartels. There was actually a sort of a lefty-leaning Mexican-American reporter that was on Joe Rogan a couple of weeks ago, and he detailed what the caravans disclosed, that the caravans were misled, they were lied to in Guatemala and Honduras, they were told they were...
Who was that guy? We should get him on. That was a powerful interview with Joe, dude. I saw that.
It was very good. In fact, what he pointed out, it was, you know, in Tijuana, they were putting up hats called Make Tijuana Great Again. I mean, they were mirroring and mimicking Trump's behavior, not attacking.
Because you get hundreds of thousands of coming through your town, kidnapping your kids as a way to get across the border. People are pissed.
Exactly. Either people have been lied to get to this part of the process, or they're just involved in illicit smuggling. Many of the children did not volunteer for this at all. They often don't have any parental relationship to what's taking place. And releasing them, the reason why they're being detained rather than released is because if they're released, they were subject to more abuse. That's what got documented.
You're right. Here's the interview. It's Ed Calderon with Joe Rogan. And look, it's sad. Only 160,000 views. I went on, had 40 million views. That guy deserves 40 million views. It's a very good interview.
Absolutely. He documents and details what's really been happening. There's no effort that the president isn't against the people that are coming across the border. He's against the illicit use of attempts to access our country illegally with the help of cartels that only enrich cartels that engage in human trafficking, sexual abuse.
That's right. Will, stay there. I want you to finish up and get his name and number and address. He's getting that free Clown World shirt. There's only 5,000 of them. 1,000 have already sold. InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.